from the Three Story Method Podcast Network.
This is the Serial Fiction Show.
I'm Christine Daigle.
And I'm JP Reinbush.
Welcome to the Reader's Serial Fiction Show. Today we've got an enemies to lovers romance by Jessica Aaron called Love, War, and Serialized Fiction. After sweet romance author Peyton gets bumped out of the top five on the serial fiction platform Zella, at author Jacob Stoll becomes her arch nemesis. To distract herself the night before the Zella conference, she ends up in a handsome stranger's bed. The last thing she expects is for him to be in the presentation room the next morning. Even worse, he's at author Jacob Stoll, and now she can't escape him for the entire weekend. Team building or writing prompts, anyone?
Jessica Aaron is a contemporary romance author writing in the new adult and adult genre. Jessica enjoys writing a variety of tropes such as forbidden romance, romantic comedy, small town romance, and even mafia romance. All of these and more she has published on Kindle Vella. Jessica's books have a high level of drama with enough humor and heartbreak mixed together to leave you with all the feels. When Jessica isn't daydreaming about her sexy characters, she comes back to reality where she lives in Virginia with her partner, daughter, dog, and two cats. Jessica found her love of stories after having her daughter at the beginning of the pandemic and reading an unhealthy amount of romance novels. It wasn't until December 2020 that she finally opened her laptop and wrote a story that left her knowing exactly what she needed to do. Keep writing. Jessica has been writing almost every day since, and sometimes all night long. Those particular evenings are powered by peanut M&Ms and not only the true love between characters, but the true love she has for what she does. And yes, sometimes she can be cheesy. Are you not convinced yet? Well, you're probably not her type anyway then. And now, a sample of Love, War, and Serialized Fiction, Episode 1.
Episode 1, Peyton. Why is nothing working? I whisper, frustrated as I refresh the web browser on my phone. I wait and wait until the sales board finally loads. Zero reads. I shake my head, knowing something isn't right. I just published a new episode, so this report must be broken. I jump as a horn blares behind me and I drop my phone in my lap. It falls, tumbling to the floorboard as my frustration rises. Pulling forward in the Starbucks drive-thru, I sigh. Coffee will surely help this nightmare of a morning, or week, or the past 2 months that my life has been consumed by serialized fiction. When I published on the brand new platform Zella, I didn't expect anyone to actually read my stuff. I figured my genre, sweet romance, would get buried so deep that no one would find it. It would be like a dirty yet sweet little secret. Wrong. Someone found it, and then others found it. Then the masses of people started following me on social media and demanded more content. I changed my name on the story from Peyton to Payson in a flash, nervous that people might find me, the high school where I teach, or my home address or something. I might have been a little afraid of them, but I was also excited and flattered by the attention my story was receiving. With more readers, though, comes more pressure to keep up with it all. In the beginning, there was a moment I realized I didn't want to let them down. Suddenly, being a successful author was much more important after I realized it was an actual possibility. I move forward a little more before leaning down to get my phone. Refreshing the browser again, I sigh and go to check the top stories list instead. This is always a strange time of day for me, checking the top stories. Usually, I wait until I've had at least 3 sips of coffee before I look. Today, however, I feel like torturing myself. I take a deep breath as I pull it up and gasp as I scan the top five, not finding my story anywhere. No, I say, clicking the See All Top Stories on Zella button. A honk comes from behind me again, longer this time as I quickly scoot forward to the ordering screen. Joe, the barista, gives me his speech about it being a beautiful day for a frappuccino. I order my cold brew and recheck the list, just to be sure. I suppose it could have changed in the past 15 seconds, right? Wrong. 6, I say, nodding solemnly. It was fun while it lasted. This is the end of me in serialized fiction as I know it. Nothing lasts forever, and I need to accept that. Although, I say softly, moving up in the drive-thru line, perhaps I actually don't have any reads, and once they come in, people will give me their weekly pick. I study the stories in the top five, growling as I noticed who's pushed ahead of me. Jacob Stoll, my arch nemesis. He's been hovering around me for weeks on this list, and I have to admit I've been stalking a bit. He's been climbing the rankings, which means his hearts have been going up daily. He's also releasing a lot of episodes, sometimes even 7 a week. I don't know how he does it. Hey Peyton, we're just getting your drink ready, Joe, the barista says, leaning out the window as I pull up. He smiles at me, and I look back down at my phone as heat rushes to my cheeks. No worries at all, I say, trying to sound like the cool author I am. That's right, I'm an author. Therefore, I need my coffee for the inspiration to kick in. Not only inspiration for writing, but also to devise a brand new plan to take down my enemy. So, feel like switching things up? Joe asks. My mouth falls open before I glance back at him. All this time, and I had assumed the flirting was innocent. Is he asking me on a date? I might write romance, but mine take place in a fantasy world. There are arranged marriages and such, and nothing like this ever happens. What did you have in mind? His smile grows before he chuckles, turning around slightly and then handing me my drink. You got caramel cold brew instead of vanilla, he says. I laugh a little, trying to cover up my embarrassment. I am so not a cool author. Oh, one more thing, he says, looking behind me at the man who's hated me since arriving at this drive-thru. Please don't honk again. What's your book about again? I've been meaning to check it out. Oh, no need, I say, waving my hand. It's boring, really. He grins. Well, that can't be true. You wrote it. I say through a laugh before the honk finally comes. It's as if his horn is even louder. He also yells something out the window that I can't hear, either because I blocked out his hostility or because my brain is screaming at me to abort mission. I have to go, sorry, I say, voice getting higher as my embarrassment rises. I pull away quickly and slam on my brakes to avoid running into a car coming around the corner next to the drive-thru line. Crap, I whisper, holding a hand over my racing heart as they flip me off. That was not very nice. As he drives away, I glance at his license plate. New York. Of course, I say, finally driving away from this disaster. People might not be able to drive in New Jersey, but New York is a different story. He must be going into the city for work. Not me. I get to go home and hide in my office all day long.
So, JP.
So, Christine.
Let's talk about pro writing. And you know what I want to talk about today?
What?
The integrations. Because the number of integrations it has is insane. You can integrate it with MS Word and Outlook, Google Docs, Scrivener, OpenOffice, Final Draft, and it has so many browser extensions, Chrome, Firefox, Edge, Safari, whatever you're using. It can check your writing on websites, your social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Wattpad. That's crazy.
So yeah.
Wherever you're writing, Pro Writing Aid is there. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I you did. That was a choice. I really like the integration feature. I really like, I've used it for Microsoft Word. I've used it for Google Docs. I have it, I think, as like an integration on some device that basically lets it show on my social media as well. I think Chrome. And I really like it because it's like a just, hey, are you sure you want to use this? It could be like grammar, or it could be the way that I worded something. And I just like having that little last line of defense whenever I want it. And being able to use it in Microsoft Word, Google Docs, and Scrivener, like those are great game changers for writers because you don't have to go into Pro Writing Aid's app to use it. You could if you wanted to, but you can use it in whatever like system you are writing in, which is fantastic.
That is the best. And you can use it right in there and it will ask you and you can actually change it. So if it's like, oh, do you actually want to say, you know,
I don't.
Michigan University? And you can say, no, I want to say University of Michigan. And you can put it in there and it will learn. So next time that will come up for you and it'll be like, okay, that's cool. That's the way that you want to say it. So I love that you can teach it too.
Yeah, it's just so much fun. I enjoy using it. It is my last line of defense.
Yeah. So check it out.
Pro Writing Aid. And you can use our discount code SERIAL20, S-E-R-I-A-L 20, to get a 20% discount.
So love this serial. And we're talking about your first episode today, which I loved, especially the dedication to every Kindle Vella author. You are all rock stars. That is such an awesome shout out. So what inspired you to write this serial?
So what inspired me to start writing it, it's actually kind of funny. It started off as a joke. I was talking amongst author friends and we were discussing, you know, serials that we should write, but we were, you know, being outrageous about it. And I said, I should write a Vella-inspired love story. And what started off as a joke sort of became very real. And the next day I had contacted my illustrator and I started writing it. And 2 weeks later, I had episodes 1 through 6 published. And then as far as, you know, within the story, obviously my experience with Vella has inspired that a lot.
That's fantastic. What character are you excited for readers to read about and why?
Well, I love Jacob personally, and I've gotten a lot of feedback. Everybody seems to really like him. But really the banter between Jacob and Peyton, I think, is the most exciting part about the serial, especially, you know, at the beginning, it's very much that enemies to lovers vibe, which I had a lot of fun writing.
Yeah. And as a Vella author, I really enjoy reading it. It's so funny just to kind of see that behind the scenes look in fiction. What's one thing about this story that you want listeners to know or to be excited about?
Definitely, like I said, the banter between them. But aside from that, I think it's so funny. I mean, when I wrote it, or as I've been writing it, I crack myself up. So there's definitely those really humorous moments, but you know, within all that, it's actually a really beautiful love story too, which is, you know, the point of all of this in romance.
Definitely. I enjoy reading it so much because it's like slightly cathartic, because it's like, oh, I've experienced this. So it's definitely made me laugh out loud several times.
That's great. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. So what have you found out about yourself while writing these stories?
What have I found out about myself? Really, with this serial in particular, now normally I write a serial and I publish the whole thing at once. So this has been a completely different experience to me. And I'm finding that I'm much more careful about what I'm writing since I know that I'm going to like publish it immediately. But I think it's made me a better writer, I'll be honest with you.
How much of this story is based on your real life experience as a Vella author?
I mean, a lot of it, you know, when they talk about writing and publishing and sort of the struggle with serial fiction in general, a lot of that is based on my own experience. And also a lot of the characters were sort of inspired by other Vella authors that I've met too. For instance, I had never met a sweet romance author before. And my friend Callie Thomas I've become really close with her. And that's what made me decide to make Peyton a sweet romance author in the serial. And then, you know, Jacob, he writes angel smut is what we call it, which my good friend E.A. Blackwell writes. So yeah.
So this story is an enemies to lovers romance. What is your favorite romance trope?
My favorite romance trope is definitely anything forbidden and taboo. That is my favorite. And I have a series on Vella, aside from this, called All Is Fair in Love and University, where you see a lot of that, especially in part 1 and with a professor, and part 3 with a coach. So that's definitely my favorite.
Nice. Yeah. And you use several big city locations in your fiction. Have you traveled to New York and Vegas, or?
I've never been to Vegas. I wish. That's one place I really do want to go. But yes, I've been to New York. I've written about South Carolina a good bit. I've been there, Georgia. But yeah, Vegas is at the top of my list.
Yeah. And you're in Virginia, if I recall correctly. What do you love or hate about big cities?
I mean, honestly, I'm not sure what there really is to hate about big cities. I would love to live in a big city myself, but here I am, you know, in Central Virginia. So yeah.
So with this serial, have you had any audience feedback or participation? And what does that look like?
Yeah, I've had a lot of feedback from Bella authors saying, you know, how much they loved it and how relatable they thought it was. So that's been really, you know, validating to me as an author. I'm so flattered every time an author does read my work, but also readers, regular readers are finding it funny as well and enjoying the love story there too. So it's been great.
Nice. So in your author notes, you give shout out to other Vella authors, which is awesome. How did that idea kind of come about?
Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, a lot of what I've written has been inspired by, you know, authors I've met or serials I've come across on Vella. So I like to, you know, pay tribute to the friends I've made and, you know, the stories that I've enjoyed since I started on this platform. And so I felt like it was really important to me, you know, and that sort of goes hand in hand with the dedication that I made, because really it was really for fellow authors, but luckily readers have been enjoying it just as much.
Is there anything you haven't explored yet that you plan to or want to, either with this serial or with any other works?
Yeah, so this was my first rom-com. I like to think there's always a level of humor in all of my books. So that's been fun in itself. I'm going to continue to write in this Zella universe that I've created. And also I am working with a co-author to write a fantasy romance, and that's with E.A. Blackwell. So that's going to be new for me.
That's awesome. That's a fun collaboration. Do you want to talk about more about that, what it's going to be called, or when you're planning to launch that?
So we want to start writing in January and hopefully start publishing in February. I can't say too much about the actual story itself, but I'm excited to work with her. We were talking about it earlier today, and I was like, you know, this might be the darkest thing I've ever written. And she's like, well, that's good, because this is probably going to be the lightest thing I've ever written. So I think that with our writing styles, I think that we'll work really well together and come up with something awesome.
So I'm curious to just quick dive into Zella, which is your fictionalized version of Vella. I'm curious to know what sort of things you find humorous or that you've made into this fake platform that has been inspired by Vella, but you've kind of made potentially outrageous or different. And I'm just curious if you want to like give us some behind the scenes about Zella.
Okay, so definitely I would say with Zella employees, the way that I've described them is almost how I've imagined them to be. For instance, when Jacob has to talk to the tech department, when the sales board is broken and things like that. And he's like, gosh, you know, do they ever even work? he's like, I imagine them, you know, eating a strawberry ice donut. So little things like that, I found extremely amusing as I was writing. And also, I would say, describing the different authors at the Zella conference. Because I was trying to imagine, you know, what would a Zella conference actually be like? All these different types of authors. So I had a lot of fun writing that portion of it as well.
Yeah, definitely like an actual Zella conference with all the authors would be super fun.
Oh, it would be so fun.
We would be insane.
So as the last question, what do you like most about writing serial fiction?
What I like about it most, like I said before, I normally just publish full episodes at once or full stories at once rather. But this has been different. And what I actually like about it, I like leaving things off at cliffhangers, because I'll upload like four episodes at once, but it sort of ends on a cliffhanger. And then I'm like, what do you think is going to happen next? And then people, you know, guess and people get really excited about it. I think that that's what I've enjoyed most about it, which is funny because it's not what I did before.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Our thanks today to Jessica Aaron for letting us share their episode. If you liked it, you can read the first three episodes free on Kindle Vella.
The link is in the show notes.
Also, if you're a writer, we have a companion podcast, The Writer's Serial Fiction Show, where we talk with authors about their stories and discuss the elements of writing compelling serial fiction.
We want to thank you for listening to The Writer's Serial Fiction Show. If you know someone who might enjoy the show, send them your favorite episode link. And if you want to leave an Apple Podcast review, we read all of them and take your suggestions. You can also leave a comment on this episode on our website, serialfictionshow.com. Finally, we now have a Patreon where you can get Serial Fiction Show episodes early and other great stuff. We have tons of things in the works. Check it out at patreon.com/serialfictionshow. Thanks, and we'll see you next time with another serial fiction episode.
And that's a wrap.
Boo-doo.
A saran wrap.
Saran wrap.
Cool.
Seaweed wrap. Okay, we're done.
Green tea seaweed wrap.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's a knitting needle.
Yay. You can stab someone's eye out with that. Are they considered mm-hmm. weapons on a plane? I don't know.
Well, this is metal, so yes.
Okay, we're done. It was good to see you. What else is going on with you?
It was good to see you. Oh my God. I did like no writing these past 2 days. And normally I would be like, oh, I feel so bad about it. But I've just become a sloth and I'm fine with that. And I think tomorrow I'm gonna feel it. I made bread though, because I made my own homemade rolls and then we had sloppy joes, which was delicious. I used impossible meat.
Mm.
Oh my God.
That sounds good.
I didn't read the recipe very well because that's what I do. And so I made the dough and then I was like cutting it up and it had said like, make these into 18 rolls. And I'm looking at these like tiny ass rolls. They're like this big. And I'm like, this is not going to make a bun. Like this is going to make a donut.
No,
like
a tiny little. Right?
Well, I made 8. they were this big. They were the size of softballs. And
can we talk about yeast?
Oh, do you want to hear another yeast story?
Yes, I do. I want to hear all the yeast stories.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's weird. Okay, so my first year as vegan, which mind you, I had been like 10 years vegetarian, but like I never needed to consider nutritional yeast because nutritional yeast is that cheesy flavor. Mm-hmm. But I needed to make like this vegan nacho cheese. It was the first time I went to make it and it said nutritional yeast and my brain didn't know what that meant. And I was just like, yeast, right? Same. It's not. That's the first step, is it? It's not the same. You make this cheese in a blender. Blender exploded. It was just cheese bits everywhere. We still ate it. Let me just tell you, like, eating live yeast makes you burp a lot. The guest I had over, I felt bad for. And then when I put it in the fridge to save it, it blew up in the fridge.
Exploded blender nacho cheese.
I did that once and then I learned my mistake. So fun fact, nutritional yeast is not the same.